Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Empowering the Ummah
mere pyare nabi hai wajah takleeqe jahan logo zamane bhar mein un jaisa bhala aaya kahan logo zabihullah ismaeel ke aali nasab se hai wahi mashhoor sadiq aur ami jaise laqab se hai gharano mein gharana unka duniya bhar mein ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوں شیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیما تھے پیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو دا ٹیوزڈے ایڈیشن آف دی منڈے شو ود مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان اسب ایوری منڈے ٹو تھرزڈے بٹوین 12 and 12:45 انشاء اللہ Today being the 27th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446 corresponding to the 1st of October 2024 If you have any recipes that you would like to share with us, you can send your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. Alhamdulillah, we have our Maulana Zaid back in action today. Alhamdulillah, say Jazakallah Khair. And you know, I hope he doesn't do a magic trick, you know, for the past couple of days. Maulana has been putting some heavy moves, yeah? But you know, say make one tabiz, Maulana sits still. But inshallah, Maulana, I hope everything went well for you. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you, inshallah.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Suleiman. Yeah, the listeners were complaining too many nazams.
Too many nazams? But what I must do? I'm the Nat Kirat special. You know, I play Saturday nights also. So
You must read one nazam for them.
I want to read one nazam. But I think a family member of yours also reads very nicely. Huh?
Who's that?
He came on air once. You know, we like to keep him very private. But you and I know who's the one family member of yours. I think you actually made him, you made him sing one nazam once.
On the Taliban.
Gee. Now, but inshallah, Malana, we'll see you at 12:30, inshallah. Malana, what are we discussing today? so we can get our listeners hyped up.
Let's let the listeners send something. Inshallah, what you want to discuss.
Okay, now the numbers, you can send in your topic suggestions as what would you like Moran and I to discuss, inshallah. Then we'll go ahead with it at 12:30, inshallah. But for now, let Moran, we'll see you 12:30, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan. Okay, so our first recipe, inshallah, will be the Lebanese braai chicken. Lebanese braai chicken. So you're going to need one chicken with the skin on. One full chicken with the skin on. 1 teaspoon crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon crushed garlic, 1/4 lemon freshly squeezed, 1/4 lemon freshly squeezed, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon salt, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon of Gorima's orange pepper spice, 1 teaspoon of Gorima's orange spice, 3 tablespoons of the white cocoa marinade, 3 tablespoons of the white cocoa marinade, the white cocoa Lebanese marinade for basting. If you are in the Joburg region, Yummy stocks it. If you are in the Benoni region, Lips, L-I-P-Z, stocks it. Then you're going to clean and wash the chicken. You're going to clean and wash the chicken. Then you're going to add the oil along with the rest of the ingredients to a pot. Add the oil along with the rest of the ingredients to a pot. Add the chicken and the marinade and marinate the chicken with this. Now you steam your chicken by adding some water whilst cooking. Now steam your chicken by adding some water whilst cooking. Baste the white cocoa marinade onto the chicken and place onto the braai stand. Then you can grill your chicken. Baste the white cocoa marinade onto the chicken and place on the braai stand, and then you grill your chicken. Now you're going to baste it one more time, then you're going to remove and serve. So that was the Lebanese braai chicken recipe. The Lebanese braai chicken recipe. Our next recipe that we have, this is a famous one. You always wondered, have you ever wondered how do they make the white soup? You know the white soup when you see when they give you at weddings? You know the starters, the white soup. So this is the white soup recipe. You know, sometimes you even feel for it. So inshallah, we're going to give you this recipe. It's going to be 2 chicken fillets. Cut into small cubes. 2 chicken fillets cut into small cubes. 3 tablespoons of ghee. 3 tablespoons of ghee. 3 cinnamon sticks. 4 peppercorns. 4 peppercorns. 3 cloves. 3 cloves. 1 tablespoon ginger. 1 tablespoon ginger. 1 tablespoon garlic. 1 teaspoon garlic, 1 tablespoon ginger. 1 teaspoon ground green chili. 1 teaspoon ground chili. 1 teaspoon white pepper. 1 teaspoon white pepper. 1 teaspoon black pepper. 1 teaspoon black pepper. Then you're gonna need salt to taste, but don't add too much. Add after the soup packet has been added. Then you're gonna need One big carrot grated. One big carrot grated. Half a cup of chopped dhania. Half a cup of chopped dhania. 5 to 6 glasses of water. 5 to 6 glasses of water. Half a packet of thick white onion soup. Half a packet of thick white onion soup. Half a packet of thick vegetable soup. Half a packet of thick vegetable soup. Half a tin of cream style corn. Half a tin of cream style corn. And 250 ml of fresh cream. 250 ml of fresh cream. In a pot, you're going to add in the ghee. In a pot, you're going to add in the ghee. The whole spices and the ginger and garlic. The whole spices and ginger and garlic. And the green chili. And the green chili. And braise until you get an aroma. You're going to braise until you get an aroma. Add the chicken along with the salt and pepper. Add the chicken along with the salt and pepper. Allow this to cook on medium heat for 5 minutes. Allow this to cook on heat for 5 minutes. Then you're going to add the carrots and cook until the chicken is done. Add the chicken along with the salt and pepper and allow to cook for 5 minutes on medium heat. Then you're going to add the carrots and cook until the chicken is done. Now you're going to also add in the corn. Add 5 to 6 glasses of water and allow this to boil for 15 minutes. Add 5 to 6 glasses of water and allow it to boil for 15 minutes. Now mix together the soup, the two soup flavors, using hot water. Add the two soup flavors and using hot water, make a paste first. And in that paste, add 2 cups of water. And in that paste, add in 2 cups of water. And thereafter, pour this into a pot and allow to boil on low for 30 minutes. Pour this to the pot and allow it to boil on low for 30 minutes. Then you're going to add the cream and dhania. You're going to add in the cream and dhania. And then you're going to cook for another 30 minutes. Another 10 minutes. And then you have your wedding type white soup. And there you have your wedding type white soup. Our next recipe is for a creamy chicken pasta. So you're going to boil 1 packet of pasta and drain it aside. Boil one packet of pasta and drain it aside. Then you're going to braise one finely diced onion in ghee. Braise one finely diced onion in ghee with 2 teaspoons of ground chili, green chilies. With 2 teaspoons of ground green chilies. And 1 teaspoon of whole jeera. 1 teaspoon of whole jeera. Then you're gonna have, you're gonna need 1 kilo of fillet cubed. 1 kilo fillet cubed. 2 teaspoons of aromat. Half a teaspoon of salt. Two teaspoons of dana jeera. One teaspoon of black pepper. Two teaspoons of red chili garlic paste. One teaspoon of red ginger garlic paste. One green pepper chopped. 2 tablespoons of dhania. 2 tablespoons of dhania. Then you're going to need 1 tin of whole kernel corn. 1 tin of whole kernel corn. And then you're going to cook all of this until it's done. And then you're going to add in 1 tub of sour cream. Add in 1 tub of sour cream. 300 ml of fresh cream. 300 ml of fresh cream. 300 ml of milk. 300 ml of milk. 1 cup of grated cheese. 1 cup of grated cheese. You're going to boil the above. You're going to toss it into the pasta. Bake till heated through and serve it hot. So that was the recipe for the creamy chicken pasta recipe. 12:30 Central African time, after a very, very long time, we're going to be having a discussion, inshallah. So what we're going to do, we're going to go for a nasheed break, inshallah. And when we return, we will continue with our discussion with myself and Mulana Zaid Khan, inshallah.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
فصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے جیسے ہی سبز گنبد نظر آئے گا بندگی کا قرینہ بدل جائے گا جیسے ہی سبز گنبد نظر آئے گا بندگی کا قرینہ بدل جائے گا سر جھکانے کی فرصت ملے گی کسے خود ہی پلکوں سے سجدے ٹپک جائیں گے سر جھکانے کی فرصت ملے گی کسے خود ہی پلکوں سے سجدے ٹپک جائیں گے نام آقا جہاں بھی لیا جائے گا ذکر ان کا جہاں بھی کیا جائے گا نام آقا جہاں بھی لیا جائے گا ذکر ان کا جہاں بھی کیا جائے گا نور ہی نور سینوں میں بھر جائے گا ساری محفل میں جلوے لپک جائیں گے نور ہی سینوں میں بھر جائے گا, ساری محفل میں جلوے لپک جائیں گے. اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا. اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا. بات بڑھ جائے گی دل تڑپ جائے گا, میرے منہ تات آنسو چھلک جائیں گے. بات بڑھ جائے گی دل تڑپ جائے گا, میرے منہ تات آنسو چھلک جائیں گے. ان کی چشمِ کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر.
25 minutes to 1 Central African time. We welcome you back to this segment of our show where we discuss various things. Well, you know, during the week, last week, and even on Saturday, people always, or a lot of people, messaged and said that, you know, Brother Sulaiman, you know, we're having a family reunion, or can you play something with regards to the father and the son, the mother and the daughter, or the importance of a mother, the importance of a father, you know, everything related to families as such. And it is so important, Maulana, that, you know what, when the elder of the family passes away, if it's your like your grandparent, the grandparent or the granny or the grandfather, either one, whichever person is alive, if you noticed, they are holding all the siblings together. But the moment they close their eyes, you see how everybody dispersed, they don't want to know each other. Like they all grew up together. And because of that, one elder in the family is holding that family together. The moment they pass away, it's like, you know what? I was only talking to you because of mommy. I was only talking to you because of daddy. Or because of ma was there. Or papa was there. But now that they're gone, I don't need to do anything with you. So that means you were just playing a facade. You were just putting up a show. Huh? Now imagine. It is, you know, it's scary, Maulana, that, you know, people that you grew up with in the same household, you all stood through thick and thin, and now you want to just say that excuse that, you know, I was only doing it because to show face, as they would say. But it's nice to have you back on the airways, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, last week, you had a small chitty, like.
Errands.
Had errands, mashallah.
Gee.
See, Appa got you on your toes, huh? Mashallah. You know, you're also doing, like Mufti Sahib will always say, somebody asked the other day, no? Was it the other day? That somebody asked that, my husband doesn't do anything in the house. So he says, what, you like a bailo? You don't do anything in the house. You expect your wife to do everything. So alhamdulillah, you know, you're showing some responsibility, Maulana. Mashallah.
Gee, we can't, we have to do what we have to do.
We have to follow our ustad, what he says. No, but back to the topic, Maulana, from an Islamic perspective, or from, give us some advice, inshallah, Maulana.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, as you've mentioned, Haji Sulaiman, that this is a major concern, that we just break family ties, or it seems like we're just there for a specific purpose, Oh, what's missing? We don't know. We have to ask the people, what's missing? Perhaps it's iman. Perhaps we pushing away this love for our family members. Or it's just for some other reason. As long as you benefited me or benefiting me, then I will hold a relationship with you, or I will keep in touch with you. And this is, if you take it across, in any environment, in any relationship, we all just become this year where we're selfish. And I'm always wanting to see what benefit. Okay, Suleiman, me and you, what benefit are you to me? Then I'll send you a message. But other than that, I'm not going to just contact you just in that sort. Okay, we understand family members, or we can say that on across the globe, it's hard to keep up with everyone and their relationships, etc. The pious, or the at least let's look at our grandparents from our own example. They would...
You know, Mulan, there was an incident where somebody told me, my own personal experience, they said, that I said, I phoned them and I asked them, hey, you know what, salam alaikum, how is it? You know, long time I never hear you, or I never hear from you. They turn around and they tell me the phone works both ways. Imagine, so it's become like, if I, like you were saying, if I don't contact you, you won't contact me. It's like, it's gone like that there.
And we hold us grudges, and it's too much of
animosity
and the stains that are left on our hearts. When we know the Sahabi radiallahu anhum, he went to find out what makes this Sahabi a Jannati. Or in fact, he called him over and to see what's this quality that the Sahabi possesses, to see. And 3 days is the amount of time. But he didn't see anything. And he said, but I didn't see anything extraordinary. It's just normal. What makes you special? So he said, look, before I sleep, I forgive everyone that has harmed me. And you can take this across and see how many people are we willing to forgive, really? And say that, you know what? We've had our difficulties or fights, whatever it is. But before I sleep, I'm going to forgive you. Take Yusuf alayhi salam and see, imagine if you want to call it kidnapping. They placed him in a well and then gets sold and becomes a slave. And who did this? The brothers. But learn the lesson thereafter. When the brothers came and they came to ask for forgiveness, ask for maaf, two things we can learn from Yusuf alayhi salam. Immediately, he says, there's no blame upon you today. Everything is forgiven. There's nothing, absolutely nothing. Look at that clean heart of Yusuf alayhi salam. Firstly, they don't even recognize him when they come. But Yusuf alayhi salam recognizes them. And normally, a child growing up, you don't really remember the people you saw when you were a young child. But here, Yusuf alayhi salam recognizes them. And thereafter, another thing, another quality which we need to bring is that Yusuf alayhi salam blamed shaitan for it. Because what happens? Suleiman, I did something wrong to you. So I ask you for forgiveness. And in your heart, you know what I did. But you say, you know what, to shift the whole thing and to make me feel happy, you say, you know what, don't worry, shaitan was the... He was the one that was behind the whole thing. Everything is forgiven. And if I did something severe to you, then to make everything easy upon me, you just say, you know what? It was shaitan. So apply this across and see. Blame shaitan for all that is wrong. And in this, Haji Suleiman, I must say this here also. I was just going through my archives. I was looking for something. I'm sure it happens to many people. And then you find something of note, something that you say, hey, this thing here. And when I started reading this here, I sent my mother a message. We're speaking about parents and all of this here. I sent my mother a message, and in tears this morning, I just couldn't control myself. She sent me, this was in 2008. she sent me this whole, she wrote it down with her hands, and I said, I want to put it together. She said, why don't you just scan it? Why you not type it, retype it, and all of that? But I've got the original here, and it's a whole, your journal, and it says here, the heading is Zaid Parents, your journal from your parents. And the contents I'll read for you, advice from a sinner. That's, now you know, for me to give advice to anyone, the first principle is, nasiha, what we say is, that I have to consider myself as a sinner, and you are better than me, then that's true advice. And this is according to the Majlis, Mulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Damat Barakatuh, who has written this. So the first one here is, advice from a sinner. Two, soldier to fight a war. Three, wasiyat from your mother. Four, parent-son joint partnership. Five, how. And six, this bond voyage. Seven, for now. Eight, adult. And nine, love you, my son. And 10, positive achievements. I just want to read a few things here from the first one. This was on the every page is dated 14th June 2008. So this first one here, it says, praise be to Almighty Allah and praise be to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being Muslim. We should always remember pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnats of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the Almighty Allah save us and forgive us, save, guard us, our souls from the burning fire of hell. Zaid, please remember that you should at all times be remembering the teachings of Islam, and it's easy to identify right from wrong. It's easy to identify right from wrong. Just think of the angels on your right and shaitan on, and the angels which write down on your, so you know, Ashabul Yameen, that's on your right, and we, the Ashabul Shimal, those are the people of the left, they're going to be punished. You enter, when you go to relieve yourself, you enter with the left foot, because that's the place where shaitan is. So we are people of the right, and shaitan is always trying to operate on the left. So and remember, to just think of the angels on the right, and shaitan is on the left. Also, don't please shaitan. He will see you to hell all the way. Don't become his victim. You have everything to lose in this world and the year after if you follow shaitan. Shaitan is trying to capture our youth. If he gains this, he has destroyed a whole generation. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from this rejected one. Shaitan will keep on trying. Your jihad is to keep fighting this war. With the help of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we as parents make dua for you with sincereness and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and assist you. Then there's many other important points here. Soldier to fight in jihad. And this gave me so much of courage. Because imagine your own mother is telling you that you must become a mujahid. And this here, in the one place here, I'll just read it here. I guess this is the departing. So at that time, meaning my mother's honorable mother is still alive, but meaning that departing relationship, now I'm going into the world, So I guess, she writes, my honorable mother writes, I guess this is the time we have to part. You are going to fight the war like a decent Muslim mujahideen against all odds. So in this year, we were speaking about shaitan. And that portion I wanted to mention to you, I've said it to you, shaitan. Recognizing our enemy, shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. He's your open enemy. And what does shaitan want to do? Relationships, family members, he wants to break those relations. If he's broken a whole family, as my mother had mentioned, he broke a whole generation. So if we are speaking about family ties and relationships, sometimes someone does something to us, we cannot forgive easily. If we find it difficult to forgive easily. And why do we have this? Why must we hold that grudge? Forgiveness, holding that family tie. And maybe this is going to be, the person came forward. That's what we're discussing. I came forward to Brother Suleiman, and he embraces. He says, don't worry, nothing upon you today. Shaitan was the whole cause. I feel comfortable now. Sometimes, Suleiman, I'll come, or you go to someone, for example, and they say, not everything is forgiven. But you can see in that person's heart that there is still something there. So forgiveness just to show you. But inside the heart, when will we forgive and forget, as they say? This is something that we learn from Yusuf alayhi salam. Shaitan was the plot. He plans all of this here. So blame Shaitan and learn to move on. The sin of breaking family ties is something that is major. It's so severe. And I was saying to you, Haji Suleiman, I don't know how our grandparents used to do it. Imagine phoning the whole family, not just family, not just daughters, and also their grandchildren, phoning us as well, before Seri ends, Suhoor ends. Where did they get the time? I used to meet my grandfather sometime, I'm making a khatam for you. Or I'm completed making a khatam for this, for your cousin. Oh, where did they get all this time? Where did they get all this concern, which we have just totally abandoned? So to bring it back, perhaps you stop speaking to your brother. Perhaps you stop speaking to your sister. What does it take to take your phone now, send a message and say, you know what, let's put all this behind. For the pleasure of Allah, I love you. For the pleasure of Allah, let's learn, let's meet up. And keep in mind principles of Sharia when you meet up as well. So let's do this. Let's be that first one to go and maintain family ties. Now, if I tell you this, Suleiman, if I tell the listeners this, if I tell myself this for encouragement, I'll want to do it. Look how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam motivates us. And we know Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. Verses 3 and 4 of Surah An-Najm. Now, Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and he asked this question, look at the teacher, different ways to get the attention of people, so that you come on to becoming the slave of, the true slave of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asks this question, من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه? Who wishes, who wants that their risk, their sustenance is going to be expanded, or who desires expansion in his sustenance, as well as وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ, his extension in his life as well. Who is this? Who wants this? So, who will say no? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. That what should he do? He should maintain family ties. Expansion in wealth, in sustenance, and extension in life. This year is something beautiful. And Haji Suleiman, I'll speak from my own experience. There was no time that I spend money or just purchase some baking or something, took it to a family or did something. But I really saw expansion in my sustenance after that. Let's not have that ulterior motive, but let's keep in mind the virtue of it. It doesn't go empty-handed. Rather, Allah will supply you with sustenance. So, you broke family ties. As you were saying, many messages were coming through on Saturday and people complaining that this is... You can't... Remember a principle. You can't break the Sharia to please someone. People are worshipping Palestine and ignoring Islam. How are you going to get the help of Allah? Palestine is not a religion. Palestine is a place. So worship Allah and ask Allah to grant and to protect our areas, and then do what we can do for those who have authority. today also, we cannot say, I'm going to maintain family ties, but I'm going to break the laws of Allah. In this, so what do we define as family ties? It's mostly, you know, when there's the Mandy nights, the parties, oh, he's not coming, he's breaking family. That's not breaking family ties. Breaking family ties is when I don't want to speak to you. I will come to you when it is time when the Islamic Sharia is in place. Or if I can't, at least I'll go on another occasion and drop off a gift just to maintain that family relation. See, so we have to put things into perspective. And there's so many other benefits. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Say Jazakallah Khairan to Maulana for giving us those pearls of wisdom. Maulana, you still do that exclusive pearls, na?
Si, Monday.
Mondays.
10 to 11, si.
10 to 11. So si. Don't forget, you can catch Maulana as si. He digresses certain verses of the Qasida Burda, and it's titled The Exclusive Pearls, inshallah. Say Maulana, Jazakallah Khairan for those pearls, the words of wisdom, inshallah.
Jazakallah Khairan. Make dua for us for your pearls.
Ameen, ameen. Ameen.
And you're searching for a pearl.
You're searching for a pearl, inshallah.
You'll find it.
We make dua and da'wah. You know, in a'manu bin niyat.
And when you find it, inshallah, you will forget all the difficult. That's how we are. Insan is like
innamal usri yusra, innamal usri yusra. With every difficulty, there is ease. And if Mara can correct me before we go, there was a sahabi that when they found out about the pain that they went through this world, he said he took it like an honor. I don't know if it was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu.
What was the rest of it?
I'm not sure. That was just the excerpt that I heard or I seen.
Gee.
That when they found out that the amount of pain, that the reward for going through such pain in this world, they would have taken it like an honor. Gee. They took it like an honor.
There are other hadith which speaks on the same one. If you look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and this is mentioned by Khabbab radiallahu anhu. He says, "Hajarna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We went with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naltamisu wajha Allahi ta'ala. And we were searching for Allah's greatness, Allah's pleasure. Fawaqa ajruna ala Allah. And some of us, we got our rewards. Faminna man mata walam ya'kul min ajrihi shay'a. And some have passed away without enjoying their worldly rewards." Sahaba, this concern here, they were more worried about in a life of ease because they're not going to get more rewards. And of course, you don't ask for difficulty. But they knew that those who didn't take their rewards in this world, their rewards in the akhirah is greater. So with pain comes ease, with pain comes rewards. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who exercise patience and tolerance. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was our beloved Mawlana Zaid Khan. And from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah.